there's a lady actually on this line. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. I'm going to make sure that I can hear you loudly and clearly. You don't have to give me your name. You can if you wish. You can give me another name, or would you like me just to call you the lady who is in love?
Oh, I'm the lady who's in love.
Okay, we have a lady who is in love on the radio, and you feel that maybe this is the way to do it, is it, to get in contact with the man that you're in love with? Do you want to tell me anything about him?
Oh, he's been the love of my life since I was 15. He's amazing, just makes me so happy, and I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
You want to spend the rest of your life with this particular guy who you met when you're 15. Do you mind me suggesting to you that you don't sound as if you're like 18 now? How long have you been with him?
27 years. I've loved him.
27 years?
Yeah.
And you've been together? Have you been like under the same roof for most of this time?
No.
Do you live together?
No.
So this is a bloke who you're going out with for 27 years?
Yeah.
And
just loved him for 27 years.
And do you, like, is it two or three nights a week? Is it all the time? How much of your life do you actually spend with him?
Every second.
So you're...
Every second.
Obviously you're not with him at this present minute.
No.
So when he's not at work, you're with him?
Yeah.
And do you tell him how much you love him?
Oh, he knows.
And during those 27 years, has it ever, do you think, crossed his mind that maybe he would like to get married to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say so.
But he hasn't asked.
No, hasn't got round to it yet.
And why do you think maybe he hasn't asked?
Maybe afraid to. Oh, it's possible he's maybe afraid to.
Yeah, is he a shy boy?
Not in the slightest.
Well, what can you tell me about him? I'm conscious of the fact that you reckon he'd be listening at this present moment?
Oh, I know he is, yeah.
Okay, so he listens to the show. Can you tell me what he does?
He's a gardener.
And he's out and about on a day like today, obviously busy, good weather for it.
Exactly, yeah.
So he's probably standing at this moment, leaning slightly over his spade, cocking his ear towards the radio, saying, "My Lord, that is my girl who's on the radio."
More than likely.
You think he's worked this out so far, who you are?
I would say so, yes.
Do you have a particular song? Do you have anything that sums up, you know, how much you love each other?
Yeah, very first dance we ever... song we ever danced to was Foreigner. I Want to Know What Love Is.
Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I just want to say, Declan, darling, I love you, and will you marry me?
Gosh, you've done it.
I've done it.
You've done it without me saying, here's your chance. Declan, darling, this lady loves you, the lady in love, and I'm not broadcasting her name. She loves you. You're in a garden somewhere at this moment. You listen to the show all the time. So, you know, Declan, Foreigner is the song. 27 years you've been in our company since you were both about 15 or 16. This is your golden chance, Declan. This woman wants to put a ring on your finger, wants to have you in her bed every night of the week. Am I selling this well?
You really are. You really are.
How difficult was it for you to actually come on and do this?
Not the slightest, because it's all I want.
It's all you want. Well, I hope it's what you get. Now it's over to Declan in the garden, wherever that garden happens to be at this present moment. I'll play a little of your song for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm going to play a little of the song, and hopefully... Now, I don't know, Declan, do you think he would phone us?
If he doesn't, I will.
Yeah, but you reckon you'll get a phone call very shortly, will you?
I hope so.
Okay, so you're hoping to get a call from Declan very shortly, and he's going to say yes or no. Hopefully it's yes after 27 years. Do let us know. It'd be great if Declan could phone us as well. I'd be more than happy to have a chat with him and congratulate him and tell him how lucky he is. But please let me know if he contacts you during this song, okay?
Okay, I will do.
Lovely stuff. Lovely speaking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's all part of the service. This lady is in love. Here's the song that she loves to listen to. Declan, get on the phone. Tell the girl seriously what you think. 90-333-105. 077-66-105-105 is my number, Declan, if you want to come on and do it publicly. But if you want to phone her at home during the tune, give her a shout and make her the happiest woman listening to any radio anywhere this morning. Text after text here saying, did the gardener come back to the girlfriend? I'm going to check. At the very beginning of the programme, we had a lady on. She said she'd been 27 years in the company of one man and she couldn't wait any longer. She wanted to marry him and she was asking over the airwaves this morning, please, Declan, marry me. Now, Declan's a gardener. He's out and about leaning over a spade somewhere, as I say. The lady is back on the line. Good morning.
Hello, Frank.
Did you get a call from him?
I did, yes.
Well?
It's a yes.
Ah,
in a heartbeat.
Goodness gracious. Did he just phone you?
Yes.
And did he, you know, how did
shock.
He... Was he shocked or was he delighted?
A bit of both, I think.
I'm so pleased for you. I've almost felt, you know, that I've played a part in this. If it had been bad news, I would have been gutted.
Yes, would I.
At 27 years and you're finally going to go up the aisle with him.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, you, and I'm delighted he got back to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Applause all round. Jeff Beattie, good morning.
Good morning.
Jeff, you know, you're a psychologist. You know what this is about. At the beginning of the programme, this lady proposed to her gardener boyfriend of 27 years. He's phoned her back to say, yes, I would love to marry you. Girls have to be courageous, don't they?
They have to be courageous. 27 years is quite a wait, by the way, so I'm very pleased for her. But it looks as if attitudes are changing to this kind of thing. There's a new bit of research published by Sandals Resort, which is looking at people's attitudes in the UK towards who should make the proposal. Now, the good news is that things seem to be changing. The bad news is Northern Ireland still seems to probably be the most conservative in that men who are asked would they like their girlfriend to propose to them, it's about 50-50 in Northern Ireland. Elsewhere, it's about 1.5 times as many men would like the woman to make that first move. I mean, obviously, once it goes on towards 27 years, the woman, you know, she has to make some kind of move, but things are changing. It's no longer just the male prerogative to pop the question.